I have watched the goodwill messages pour from around the world. Fellow Nigerians have expressed in thousands their support for this historic appointment to the office of the Minister of Justice and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta for the first time in Canadian history.
Tell us a little bit about your background. From what I've read, you finished your law degree in 2001 and you moved to Canada in 2005.
Correct. So I graduated in 2001, called to the bar in Nigeria in 2003, and in 2005, myself and my wife moved to Canada for sure.
And so 15 years later, you're now Minister of Justice in Alberta. What was it that you've done that distinguishes you from other people?
I have always said, if you work hard and play by the rules, you can achieve your dream. And that is so true in Canada and certainly so true in Alberta. I have always said that my story could only have been possible in my province of Alberta, because in Alberta, it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. What is important is your work ethic.
Have you had time to think about where you'd be if you're still in Nigeria? Would you have at least risen to state minister somewhere in Nigeria?
You know, I love my home country, Nigeria, but there is no question that I look forward to a day when my fellow countrymen and women in that country can achieve their God-given potential, regardless of the part of the country where they come from and regardless of who their parents are.
Right. And the Prime Minister of Alberta says that it's important to make this statement at a time of increasing racial sensitivity or prejudice. I wonder, what is your plan as far as, that is concerned? You being a black person, you being an immigrant.
And the premier is absolutely correct. As we watch around the world, especially black people all over the world, yearning for justice, equality, and the ability to pursue their God-given potential, I do have a tremendous opportunity to make sure that we use the vehicle of the justice system to ensure that people are able to live their life in a way that allows them to achieve their God-given potential. There is no question
So will it be
that
easier now for Nigerians to make their way to Alberta? Is this something that they should be thinking about doing?
well, Alberta and indeed Canada is a nation of laws for sure. I mean, there's no question we have been a nation that has been welcoming immigrants throughout our history. And there is no question that if anyone from the continent wants to come to Alberta, wants to come to Canada, we welcome them to do so, provided they do so in a legal means.